Oh, hey. Hi, Petty audience, to those that are listening and live. What's the tea? What's been up? This is Queen of the Ratchet, or Joshua Gilliard, whatever you know me as. Thank you for coming in and tuning in and tapping in to my podcast. It is 2 a.m. on a morning of Monday. You know, time is infinite, so you're listening at your own time, whatever that really is for you. And today I just want to talk about the idea that everyone is powerful and capable of endless possibilities, and we're all living in different dimensions and universes and different timelines of our own lives and others. And at the end of the day, life may get hard and challenging, but with all of the given circumstances that are thrown our way, we can still get back up. We can still, you know, go wash our ass, go brush our teeth, go read a book, go for a walk, go see a friend, lay in bed, do nothing, exist, eat a piece of cake, and just, like, you know, live life without the need to struggle or judge or be like, oh my God, I can't believe that girl is doing that over there, or gossip, or feel the need to talk about celebrities like we fucking know them when we don't actually know them at all. There's just this idea that we can all kind of, like, sort through our shit and get the fuck back up, whatever that means to you. We can also let people go, breathe it in, let it out. We can be triggered and learn from that. And I don't think anybody is capable of saying that they all know the full answer of everything, of why we're here and what we're learning and what we're giving. We can choose to listen to spiritual teachers, choose to read spiritual things, follow spiritual entities down a rabbit hole of timelines. But at the end of the day, all we have, something that I feel like we all have, is a present moment when we are consciously aware of we are living in a place where we have to pay for shelter, pay for food. Hell, if they could charge us for motherfucking air, they probably would try to find a way to charge us for air and do it. Recently, I've been kind of cultivating this idea that if we all kind of all acted like children, you know, playful, okay to mess up and apologize, and being okay with not being perfect, because perfect doesn't exist, and this cultivation of perfect was created by people that were very imperfect. I.e. our parents and other people and teachers and people that would tell us that we needed to do things a certain way, or walk down hallways a certain way, or pay bills a certain way, or, oh, you can't talk that way to so-and-so because this isn't the right way. And I think that is the case. There is this idea that, you know, there is a way of, like, if you're on the train station, maybe the person next to you doesn't want to hear your fucking music. Or maybe, like, there are certain times when, you know, like, you get on a train station and you smell like a pot of shit or a pot of piss, and maybe you should have taken a shower, because it's very unkind to step out the house sometimes and not, you know, have your hygiene together. You know, taking care of oneself, taking pride in oneself, overflowing your cup, because once your cup is overflowed, and once my cup is runneth over, I don't have to pour, because people can just come and drink from my cup like a temple. Because, you know, when you go to a temple, people come to visit that temple, and then they're able to drink and manifest and do what they want to do, because they're like, oh, I got to go visit that temple. I got to go visit the temple of Queen of the Ratchet, because what is over there? They are cultivating something great. So I've struggled a really long time for years with like being like really making Queen of the Ratchet a business. Cause I was like, well, it all started in fun. So how do I turn something that was really fun into something that can be very lucrative and very business wise? But also, how do I keep teaching and bringing joy and teaching and making sure not only are Black and brown people uplifted, but people that, you know, are not Black and brown and not LGBTQ are also uplifted by wellness and mental health and physical health and joy and laughter and what it means to just live in a world that seems like it don't want you. But at the end of the day, I'm going to say the opposite. You see, as ratchet, quote unquote, this world seems to be, it's not really. Like, if we just pull back the onion and the layers and all of the shit that is thrown our way, if we just breathe as a people and we let it go and we just live moment to moment, grab a hand, reach out, call that person that we're supposed to call, utilize the technology for our greater good, as opposed to thinking that this collective is against us. Maybe the collective is for us more than we see it to see. So I'm choosing to stay in the positive. I used to say for a really long time in my lyrics and even in my ratchet content, because I was like, oh, well, this new path that I'm on, it isn't as ratchet. But even when I was making Queen of the Ratchet, I always used to say, this is not about being ratchet. And I think I was talking to myself because I was like, well, what the fuck is it about? And it's this idea that, yeah, I do. I feel like I'm a motherfucking genius. I feel like I've always been connected to whatever it is that I need to be connected to. I feel like I've always had this sense of who the fuck I am, and nobody was going to change who the fuck I was. And I've always felt like the something had my back, and I had these nice things and waves of teachers and moments, and I'm still learning every day. I'm still learning, and there's growth and experience and things that are happening for me, and I'm so fucking blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm so present, and I'm so at peace, and I'm so in love with this world. I'm so grateful to be here, to exist, whatever the fuck I am. I've been experiencing what we call another deja vu. After deja vu, and I'm like, I've been here before, I know these people. And then I'm like, well, I don't know if they know me, or like if it's like a psychic ability thing or tapping in. But there's so much in this world, so many possibilities, so many limitless things that we are capable of as a human race, as people, as spiritual beings, as whatever the fuck we are. And I just want to tell everyone to just keep going and to keep striving and to keep moving forward and to love and to keep moving forward and to love and to just keep moving forward and to love and to look in the mirror and to love and to keep telling yourself that you can do this. We can do this. We got this. We are one. We are connected. We are everything. And we're going to rise. We might fall a couple times, but we will rise. And whatever risen and is to look like. And it's not about reaching the finish line. It's not about the fucking destination. Because we're going to keep evolving and evolving, darling. To infinity and beyond, bitch. To the new earth and 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 the new now and a new present moment and a new thing. It's infinitely our responsibility to just be. What a wonderful thing it is to exist. Oh, shanana,
Kaboom! Bye!